Acts 5, 12 through 16. Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed.
The word of the Lord. So the word of the Lord keeps going forward, but also these signs and wonders keep going forward.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the passage?
It's incredible. I mean, think about what that would have been like. I mean, an amazing time and being able to see that and see the power of the Lord. And, you know, this is the fulfillment of what Jesus said was going to happen right
before
he ascended.
Doing greater things than he did.
Yeah, he said that they would receive power, right?
Right,
when the Holy Spirit came on them. And here you see that power. And, you know, it's interesting to think about what had happened just before this too. They had all gathered together and they were praying, right? They were praying. Here's the exact thing they prayed in Acts 4. Grant your servants to continue to speak your word with boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal. And sign and wonders are performed. So, you know, they're speaking the word with boldness, and then here comes that power to heal. So pretty amazing.
You know, we talked about this a little bit last week on Our Daily Rhythm, but the nature of this kind of miraculous movement of God in the early church. And one of the things that I was saying is I think that when God is establishing his church in a place where there's never been a church before, and I think you saw this here, and you also see it on like today's mission field, there is kind of oftentimes more, I would say, supernatural movement of the Spirit. You know, if you talk to friends of mine who have served in the Middle East or in places where there's not a lot of gospel access, I also think this is a very special apostolic time in the history of the church, as the church itself, like the whole church is being established. But I do think you also see, when I've heard of, you know, the gospel going into a place and a church being established for the first time, you know, more than maybe like we would see in an established kind of church setting like Georgia, more than that, you see kind of God moving in this really, really powerful and big way, even to the point of a supernatural way. And I think that's what's happening here, right? I mean, they've received the Holy Spirit, as you say, they're going out in power, they're preaching the gospel, and God is just showing himself in these very tangible way for these people. And people are believing and people are following Christ. But I love what you said. It's not unaccompanied by the word.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It goes alongside with the gospel, and they're experiencing a lot of persecution too. So that's also
that's
part
right.
of the context.
It's not like they're totally safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very different from like the health, wealth, prosperity gospel.
Right.
It's not about the exaltation of man. It's not out there about their exaltation. It's about the word of God going forward, the exaltation of Christ. But still they're having to show courage, and we're about to see that actually in the very next passage. We're about to be arrested.
Yeah.
So
an amazing time to read about now.
Well, for Matt Nolan, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.